This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Inside My Inner Circle, with your host, Paris Sivek. The sponsors for this pod are nobody, except for me. So, on this episode, we have a very special guest. And by that I mean, she walk with a waddle. Body shaped like a Coke bottle. Pussy on full throttle. Yum,
is it? Hello. Hello.
Hello.
I got mine going too.
All right, so you were saying that you were really good at searching people.
Yeah, so I can search people.
So let's touch base on who. So who you're searching?
I can't. I found myself.
It's crazy.
I looked up myself.
I searched so good, I found myself. It's crazy.
It really says my whole info, and it's so weird, though.
That is crazy.
It's weird, so but maybe it's, we it's don't my say entire that. Address.
Oh,
my,
maybe don't say that.
It said my address. It said everything. The past location of where you've lived. All the locations you've lived. Your family members, cousins, aunties, uncles.
Your pet turtle. on there.
Old, anybody.
Old flings.
Old flings. Oh my, yes, yes actually.
No!
Yes, no! Yes, it did, yes, I did see someone.
No, you
I was
didn't.
I looking up someone's name, and one of the exes was on there, like the
no.
the girl name. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's not, you were looking up someone and it definitely wasn't you. And it was, and definitely someone's name allegedly came up. Allegedly.
It wasn't me at all.
It was my friend.
Up someone else.
My friend was looking it up.
No, it was me. I was looking it up. But I didn't see anything. And then I looked at the name on the bottom because it tells you all the names that are associated with that person.
Is that like a lease agreement, you think?
Yeah. Or like weird, a rent? Weird.
Thing?
Weird.
That's crazy behavior.
You can see, I've looked it up. So, should I tell them about how I called Mr.
Okay, so you can't say his name, by the way. Okay, so you can't say that man's name.
Okay. Mr. Sully.
I like that a lot.
Okay, I called Mr. Sully one night. He was my English teacher in 10th grade.
Real. Is the mic close enough to your mouth, do you think? Put it up there. Put it up behind you.
Mine?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're still figuring this out. We got two iPod shuffles and a drink.
10th grade year, I would just say.
10th grade year, I would just say. What are you talking about? My girl fixed her posture and said 10th grade year.
I don't really remember 10th grade a lot. I hated school.
Real.
Unfortunately, like,
because Miss Drago, and you know what, I will say her name because I'm not bleeping that one because that I hate her forever. So Kathleen Drago, I hate you, girl.
Kathleen,
I will forever hate that girl. She was literally Regina George.
Yes, of our
school.
She was
literally Regina George, but she had
her
the
own
principal.
Office for no reason.
Didn't have one lick of paperwork in there.
She would have students fill up her coffee machine.
And it was me. Tag yourself. I was the students.
And Carly and.
Oh my God.
And yeah. Yeah.
And this is exactly why we need a podcast. This is just two girls who are like, you know what, we need a podcast.
I'll sit in front of the mics.
I think that should be the title of the podcast, is we need a podcast.
Podcast? Question mark?
I think that's bad.
Okay. I think we need a podcast is bad. I like what you said in the beginning of yours. You said besties.
Podcast. Welcome back to besties.
You think that's played out?
Hey, whatever I said in the beginning is the name of the fucking pod.
You think it's played out? We'll find out.
You think I'm played out?
Run down.
Hey. You think I'm run down? Excuse me. What did you mean? No, because what did you mean by that? Touch on that.
Is it this or that?
No, touch on that.
I'm just kidding.
That's crazy. I need a smoke. That, oh my God. That is crazy. You think I'm run down?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I had one incident where I drank.
I can't tell you where
I drank too many Red Bulls and vape too much.
I can't tell them where you're from, but you're from where you're from.
What do you mean by that?
Like your location.
You know what? Oh.
Yup. Yup.
Nah.
Beep it out. Boop. Boop. Boop.
You mouthed it, and we're not on camera, and you said beep it out. Real. Projecting my identity.
For sure.
For sure. I need that sound bite. For sure.
Just on its little... What are we going to do for this podcast?
So, I think I wrote down a couple of topics here. Let me go to my notes here. My notes at B. Give me 1 second to open my notes app. Why do I have a notes app and it just says grande latte vanilla oat milk? Nothing else.
Who got that?
Nobody.
Sometimes I have some notes like that. Like, I'll go in there and it'll be like things I need to do. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, this is really good.
Wax
because
your butthole, you know?
Because you want to know what's so funny? What? I was half listening. And I can't wait to listen back to it. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
I can't.
That is great.
Okay.
Girl, talk about preparing.
Oh my God. Mama has notes.
Boots. You ever met a bitch that's prepared with notes? What is your phone at? Because mine's gonna die for
39.
Sure.
39. But
mine's at 18.
Intro. You got the intro, man.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll just edit it. All right, I'll send it to the editor. It's me.
Question?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's therealreal.com.
It's me. All right, so together we may have shared a couple jobs, you think?
Some jimmies.
Did we ever work at the same place? Yeah.
Yes, a couple times.
Couple times?
We worked at Walmart together. We worked at...
I blocked that out in my mind.
At...
Do you remember how Market easy 32 they made it to call together. Out on that app?
So...
They made it yes. so easy to call out
and you
at
loved
Walmart.
That.
I love If you know me, I love to call out. And if you're my job, no, I don't. I've never said that.
Yeah, you've been doing good with this job.
Thank you. That's real. Real recognizes real.
Not one call out in.
I did call out.
Really?
I think I called out twice because I got in that little.
Exit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
that actually totaled 3 days that I wasn't there. Anyway.
That was the beginning. You were still in school.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You're still in the school.
You're right. I was still in school. I was just a kid. So you can't actually put on a program. So you actually right now can't actually
put
on a program.
I was trying to. It was like that background scenery thing they do now.
Oh yeah, you can. Oh yeah,
so
oh
I'm
yeah.
To click
so it. We just play that in the background of the pod. It's just a crackling fire.
Oh, you want me to put
like,
that on?
Sounds like you're at your grandpa's house. So, and your weird uncle's about to rub you a little bit.
Yo, what the fuck?
That never happened to you.
No.
Hey,
no,
and I'm not
God.
Gonna say who.
Not no, thank God, no.
One time, and I'll never forget it.
From you? From your uncle?
I mean, this is real.
Babe, we can't unpack this right now.
Okay.
Not on the pod.
We'll leave it in. And you know what? We'll leave it in and we'll leave it at that.
Okay. Go ahead, sugar.
So, yeah, we worked together at Starbucks. Yeah. That was kind of crazy. We did work together at a Starbucks. Do you ever remember it getting actually busy?
The line was crazy.
Do
but
you?
We worked
I don't...
great together. You would get on the cashier and
boom,
talking to the people, and I was just busting the drinks.
Do you remember, I'm not going to say who, would never let you take orders and you fell away? They would yeah.
So
she would never let you.
She would never let me run the computer.
Run the computer.
Yeah.
And you were always like, I'm not really mad about making drinks. Like, I don't mind making drinks, but I don't want to do it every single day, all the time,
yeah,
every day.
I thought it was weird that she wouldn't let anybody else
yeah.
run it. Did she do that with you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
I think you're right.
Probably everybody.
No, that's true. I never thought about that. She did that with me too. I think I just like. Naturally, like, was like, oh, I'm working with her. I'm doing the
yeah,
drinks.
Yeah, she's the boss. I don't know. I just never thought to take it on.
Yeah. So that was pretty slay.
Walmart
was
really
crazy.
Touch base on that.
We never really worked together, though. I never
remember
seeing you.
No, remember that one time? Weren't we with Haley and Jody called me out?
That is real. We did work together. And we would get Subway.
So... One time I was on,
yep.
I was working, and I think Bay was about to go on his lunch or like take your 15 or something.
No, I was working and you were on.
Well, I was
your,
on the clock, right?
You were
was,
on your 15 and Haley was on her lunch.
No, I was still working, I remember, because I think I walked over back to my cart after.
Oh,
I swear.
Maybe me and you were working,
I think
and Haley
me and
was
you
on
were
her
working,
lunch.
And Haley was on her lunch,
mm-hmm.
and Haley was following us around. Oh, we said her name. Fuck her. But
oh,
we said, so she comes over, and she starts beefing, remember? She starts yelling about all
because if you was beefing at the wedding... You should have been beefing at the wedding. Why would you bring that to somebody else's club?
Yeah,
it's
so
sad.
She comes over and she's like, and you call out all the time. I could have been fired your ass to me. Remember?
Oh.
Remember she said that to me?
That was crazy.
I should have fired you a long time ago because I always had mad call outs.
Three call outs ago.
That's exactly what she said to
I
me.
I swear she did say
yes.
that to you. That was crazy to
but
say to someone.
But want
to
give me employee of the month.
But.
Fuck it was we talk about.
Oh. See, sorry. It's always the bitches that that's call out all the time, get employee of the month. And then it's the horse girl that show up every day. That is so mad.
That bitch one time tried to say I stink.
No, she didn't.
Miss Cowgirl
trying to say that you stunk.
Have you ever in the lifetime?
No, that's crazy.
I'm just kidding, but like, damn.
Maybe once.
I farted next year, you know.
Right.
To get back to topic.
But she also is around horses, so.
It was her upper lip.
Who stinks? Oh.
It was her.
Right.
Not Jody, by the way, because I didn't say who, but it wasn't Jody. It was another coworker.
No, that Jody Bun or that
and
Jody
she
Pony.
She trained me, actually. She trained me, and I remember she was like, I'm not even supposed to be here, so I'm going to leave. And it was like my first day.
And she said, oh.
And she's training me.
Oh, when the first day and you're being trained and the person goes, I'm not even supposed to be here, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that's exactly
what do you mean by that?
That's exactly how it went.
That is hilarious. All right, so my next note is Michael Jackson.
Oh, God.
So I might have just been like high when I made this a while ago.
I'm really glad that you touched base with us.
Okay.
I'm actually really glad.
And I knew you would be.
I'm really glad you actually put this one on the list.
All right.
I had this profound love for Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Since I was young, I swear.
Oh.
2008, I think he died. June, it was the last day of school.
Do you think he likes young people?
No. I think he was attested in court and it was found not guilty.
So. Did he pay those people off?
Who knows? He had a really bad childhood. He never got to live his childhood, so I feel like he tries to live it through other children. That's why he was hanging out with like Macaulay Culkin. And he never touched him. And he was hanging out with him. And he was young. Mm. But I don't know. That's just my opinion.
That is just your opinion, and you are entitled to it. Speak on it.
I don't think he did, but that's, like, such old tea.
That is. It's just, like, when you say that name, you can't not bring that
up. Think of it.
You know?
Understand. I feel like everyone's a scared
of these
days.
Is that bad? I'm not.
Let's talk about it. But celebrities, you know?
I am a celebrity.
Yes. But...
Yeah.
Like, celebrities, it's like everyone's a scandal. Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Married to a R word.
Just
like.
And that's. Not to mention that song should have been a crime on her own. That. Damn, mama.
Get up on your cup.
She was, I know, listen, it takes one to know one. I know a bitch off a couple bumps. And that girl was fucked. That woman was, she's 40. Alexa, how old is Nicki Minaj?
40, I think, yeah.
Nicki Minaj is 41 years old.
41. She's pushing 50. So
Kardashian's 41, 42.
She looks great.
Yeah, well. Kim didn't have most of her babies. Nikki had her baby.
What is going on? Hey, what are we doing here?
I'm sorry.
Nikki didn't have most of her baby. Nikki had her baby. Kim didn't have most of her baby.
She had surrogates and all that. Surrogates.
She had money because her body
got money.
But, neither here nor there. What were we talking about? Hey, what the fuck
are we talking about, by the way?
What are we doing here?
Michael Jackson. We're talking about, like, celebrities that are controversial, I guess.
Yes. Ooh. So, that song from Onika Tani Mirage. It's just, the crickets were cricketing.
That fire too hot. I can feel it on my shoulder.
I can feel it on my shoulder as well. You better get the marshmallows. For our audio only listeners, because this is audio only at the time, there is a TV with a fire on it, and it's crackling in the corner.
It's lovely, actually.
Lovely, actually.
On the YouTube.
Period. On the YouTube. I love when I hang out with my grandma. I love you, Grandma.
On the YouTube.
On the YouTube.
Okay, so I think we should also, like, smoke on our pod.
Okay, so I'm with you. So this is her. This is her way of saying, okay, so we're making a pod, but I want to smoke. How are we gonna coordinate that?
I'm so thirsty. I'm about to go.
I got a Baja in my car. Wait, will you go get it? Because I got a lighter in there, and I know that one.
All right.
I'm not gonna say the CH. I'm gonna say it. I can say crackhead, right?
The sponsorship.
Can I say, I'll do the sponsorship while you're gone. I'll do the ad read.
Did you know the SeatGeek one?
I'll do the SeatGeek. I gotcha, bab. Do you have water? I'm dying. In the fridge? It's in my room. Oh. Are you sure, sister?
I'll fight that battle.
I'll fight that battle. It's so real. Hand that here. That's the last one.
I was gonna.
One thing about her is she will lie. One thing about Miss DeMarcus over here. And you guys don't know that lore yet, but you will maybe. The Colleen of it all.
Yo, Colleen Ballinger. Colleen Ballinger.
Let me get my ukulele.
Oh my.
But what was so funny is that I'm splitting the wrap, and what you were about to do was split the wrap, and it was our last one, and I know that sometimes you cut the wraps Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh God, don't say it like that.
So sometimes we gotta take over. But what's so funny is that you had the blade like this, right to it, and then you go, oh, I was going to hand it to you. At what point?
I was going to do it.
What do you mean?
I was going to do it.
I was just about to hand it to you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, girl, I was literally just getting it ready. I was just about to pass it right off to you. With the blade pressed against it.
Audio and visual, I guess, when it's a nicer time.
I know. Once SeatGeek. Literally email me.
We're starting big. We need to start with, like, Samper.
Yep, Samper. Yep. But yep. Pretty soon we're going to be doing an Arby's ad.
Pretty soon we'll be on Trisha Paytas' pod, so.
Yeah. Are you busy?
Not, but Trisha Paytas needs me.
You know what? And you know what? You always told me that.
And I'm waiting.
Not when Trisha Paytas needs me.
No.
I'm actually free that day, actually.
That's another Lua.
Yeah, that's another Lua. You know what? I would love to just sit on her kitchen floor and just...
eat chicken tenders.
Yes, eat chicken tenders. And what was... I think it was the video where she said, I am a chicken tender. I think I really enjoyed that one. And the one where she said she got accidentally TikTok famous. She said, I'm accidentally famous on TikTok. I really, really enjoyed that.
My nose is so itchy.
It was such a good thumbnail. Such a good title. Such a good thumbnail. Eight down boots. But I'm dying. Bless you. Bless you.
The crackle of the fire.
Yeah, the smoke from the fire is probably getting to you. Better open the door.
The wood.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna add more wood in there?
I reckon.
You gonna chop fresh up? Fresh up.
You're gonna chop fresh up?
You gonna freshen it up?
I'm sorry?
You're gonna freshen that up?
Right. My next tab on here is her job. So, do you want to touch on that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a big part of your life.
Unfortunately.
It's something that you've been doing for 3 years?
Yeah.
That's like for how many days a week? 5?
Every day, yeah.
Every day is 7.
5, yep.
So
Monday through Friday, babe. Saturday, Sunday's off. Amen. I won't ever accept less than I deserve. I always need a Saturday and a Sunday off.
You getting close to the mic to make that real fucking clear.
She said, let me let you fucking bitches know that Saturday and Sunday, I am not fucking free. I deserve that.
I need the day off.
I need the day off.
So that let's just say crazy. I work for a daycare.
Okay, period.
And I'm a kindergarten teacher. I'm just...
Right.
I've been there for 3 years now. Four in September.
Do you teach kindergarten every year exclusively?
Yeah, so this is my second year doing kindergarten with Ms. B. Let's call her.
Oh, yeah.
And,
You're really bad at those.
One thing about you is good.
She thought she ate with that woman.
All right, let's call her like
that
Caroline.
That was really good.
I work with this woman named Caroline.
All right, and see, like that's more like, you know,
the lore.
Not at all near the lore.
I work with this woman named Caroline and her daughter, Carolina.
So Caroline and Carolina.
Carolina and Carolina.
Run this freaking daycare.
Run the daycare. And I don't know.
And do they forget to pay me? Yeah.
Sometimes they do. I've clocked them 3 times about my checks being short. And
you know what? That's
I don't know how
real.
Many other people that's happened to, but I know I talked to one other coworker and she did tell me at the time it happened to her. So that's like 4 or 5 times now.
How do you guys know?
And the problem is we sign in every day on a folder. So you have your hours. Every day is going to be the same.
Mm.
Mine are the same every day.
So your check is always the same.
It's typically, yeah, always the same unless I don't work the same amount of days. Typically, like, holidays.
It's a holiday. Play with my... See there.
Yes. And then, like, last week was February break, so we have the breaks.
Oh, right.
And,
so every school break, you get a break?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Unless I want to work, I volunteer most of the time.
Oh, you volunteer?
Yep.
Where do you volunteer?
My job.
Oh.
And unfortunately, I voluntarily work because it's optional. You don't have to work on the breaks.
Oh.
So.
That's kind of clutch.
So if you want to take that time off for yourself, take that time for yourself.
But also, if you need to make some money,
but if you
they
need
got
the back,
you.
They got you. So I got my hours in.
I like Boom. That. Boom. Boom.
And
like, what?
And I always am the girl that will clock my hours every time. I know how much I'm going to get paid 2 weeks in
advance.
That
is so me.
2 weeks in advance, I know my check.
How do you know 2 weeks in it? So your payroll is 2 weeks, right?
Because how many hours I do.
So you know
so
2 weeks.
So if I know,
before.
If I worked last week, I worked all 5 days.
That's 2 weeks in advance?
Yes, there's 1 week and then the next week. 1, 2. I know every 2 weeks. How much I get paid. What you doing? What you giggling?
I didn't understand until you said that and broke it down with your hands. I'm a hand gesture person.
Because I get paid every 2 weeks, so I'm like...
You want to know what? I'm a hand gesture learner, and I'm a whiteboard learner.
I love the whiteboard. I wish I had that.
I learn big things on the whiteboard.
I love a whiteboard.
Oh, we need to get one.
I got that little one.
Fuck, we need a whiteboard.
I got that.
You ever just sit at home and be like, damn, I need a fucking whiteboard.
Oh, I got one.
How you bitch? You bitch, what do you bitch know about a fucking whiteboard?
I do have most of the
cards. Oh, that is a whiteboard.
I'm not going to take it off.
That's your calendar.
That is my calendar.
You live by that.
But
how do you say it in Spanish?
I don't know. I've been trying to learn Spanish, actually.
Slay-boot-sy.
I know all the way till 15. I learned.
Right? I think.
Count with me.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce, dieciséis.
No, diez is like 15.
Oh, dieciséis, diecisiete, diecinueve.
Eight.
Oh,
19. And then
20. 21, 22, 23.
Oh, yeah, you know. 24. You know. I've been learning.
26. Oh my god, do you want to know what? I was sitting at home and I was smoking.
We ate that.
We ate that up.
I know.
What you bitches know about a fucking Duolingo? Boom.
So sitting at home.
I'm sitting at home and I'm smoking, as I do. And I just start going, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq. I don't know why.
What is that?
It is counting in French.
What the fuck?
And I don't know why I know that. I don't know where I learned that. I think my mom taught me that when I was younger. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, sept. And I don't know anything after that. But that's kind of crazy.
All the French people are cheering you on right now.
Thank you. All the British boys in France.
That's a lore.
That's a lore. You bitches, I don't know if you bitches will get into that.
Well, now I'm packing that 10-year-old tea. That's almost
That
10
is
years.
Crazy. We have to do soon. We have to do a reaction video. Come on. 10 year anniversary. Reaction video.
No, I say I don't know.
We got a drink and get a cake.
I can't.
You can.
I'll puke.
Why are you like that?
I don't like that. I don't
know. I can't. I'll puke. You are like a 7-year-old. I fought up. What the fuck was that? I can't. I'll puke.
I'll puke for real.
Oh my god. That is so funny.
I work for 5-year-olds, so.
That is literally hilarious.
They're half of my life.
I can't. I'll puke.
I looked at one of my kids today and said, "You talking crap?" And the okay. way his eyes opened, and it was so funny. I was like, ready.
Ready for what?
I love Nico. He's the fun. Oh, I can't say anything, but I love him. He's
I love Ash Nico.
Ash Nico. What? 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 You know the song for her?
No, sing it again for the class.
What? What? What?
That's the song. That's the one.
Stupid boy, think I don't need him.
Oh my god.
Stupid boy, think I don't need him.
What? What? What?
That's
That's what I got.
That's what I was saying.
Oh my god. So.
Dolores.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring.
It got boring.
I didn't mean it literally. I was just singing a song. It's not boring. Why do you think I'm boring?
Do you
want to
add wood to that fire?
Do you want to add wood to that fire? Oh my god, she is ready to scrap.
No,
like scrappy from that
love
one show
hip-hop.
You love that program.
Shut the fuck up.
One thing about you is you love a loving hip-hop. You cannot play shows, baby. Ma'am,
it's not a show. It's a luxurious bedroom.
Oh, this is Amanda's window. On the 15th floor of the penthouse in Mulan.
Milan.
Milan.
Mulan.
I said Mulan?
Oh, no. Mulan.
No. So, if you're listening to this and I liked a picture of yours from 2016, hey, I'm so sorry about that, by the way. I was just showing my friend your Birkin bag, and I think you're really kind.
You think she'll be tuning in?
I don't think she'll be tuning in. I do not think she'll be tuning in. However, Amanda, if you do, hey girl.
Oh, God.
I think you are so slay and very bootsy and very cunty.
I think we should cut it.
So So you're done?
For 30 minutes.
Are you walking out on a 30-minute interview? Did you just walk out of my interview? Is that real? Did that just happen to me?
I have to go get the bar.
Is it my first episode and my first guest just walked out?
Did I just pull, what's that the guy? Playboy Cardi on you.
Oh my god.
I came for 6 minutes and I dipped. I got my million, I'm out. I got my bar and I'm like...
Oh my god. Alright, I'm gonna do the ad reads. You go grab your baja and hopefully when you come back it's with a better mentality.
So, okay, can we cut it?
I really just wanna shout out myself in this moment.
Who are you gonna talk about yourself?
Duh.
Well?
Who else am I gonna talk about?
31 minutes, I'm gonna cap you.
Alright. 31 minutes, you're gonna cap me?
Yeah, like I'm gonna like watch the time so I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I thought you said you have 31 minutes and I'm so sorry, that's all the time I can give you.
What do you think, how much do you think I'm worth?
An hour?
All right. maybe about
15
more minutes with that blunt, babe.
Oh my god. Maybe about 15 more minutes with that blood, babe. It's crazy. All right, so everyone, pull out your phone. Literally, if you're driving, I don't care. Literally, hands off the wheel. Brittany Broski says to do this all the time. Hands off the wheel, close your eyes, and listen. I do not care if you're driving on the highway. Literally, pull out your phone, open your eyes, pull out your phone, but have both hands on it. And go to twitter.org and type in PARISVEC, and on there you will find Miss Mother, Miss Icon, and that is me, and all my other social medias, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, are at PARISVEC, SVEC. You know the vibes. So, shout out to our sponsors, me and this puss and my fupa. Thank you so much for sponsoring. And she's back. Did you grab the light? You did. Snaps. All right, sister, bye.
I'm going to send her.
Oh, you did? You never lock your car.
Don't tell everybody that.
I'm sorry. I mean, you always lock your car, girl.
But let's be honest, guys. I have nothing in there.
That is real. I have so much shit in my car, but I don't think any of it has value. Does that make sense? I think it's just a bunch of crap. Like, mine's like a picture of Rosalie and like a Kindle. You know? Her name is actually Rosalia. I'm almost positive. Alexa, what's Rosalia's real name?
Rosalia's birth name is Rosalia Villa Tabella, and she was born on September 25th.
Rosalia Villa Tabella. What did she say? Rosalia Villa Tabella. If you know me, you know I love Rosalia, and I would do anything for her. Such as spending my last $1,000 in my bank account to fly to Atlanta, or spending all of my money to drive across the country to see her.
Hey, Pat.
I'll do anything.
You're not that guy.
What did you just say?
You're not that guy. Have you seen that video?
Tell the class.
Hey, pal. You're not that guy. You guys heard that? My kids say that, and they're in the second,
I may not
third grade.
Be that guy, but I most definitely am that girl.
Mm. Wow. That's tea.
That is tea. Sometimes I really have a good one-liner.
I said, okay, we got it.
All right, sister. That's how much I need. From here to here.
Did I put anything in?
No, that's just what was on the tray.
Oh, is it?
I said this is all you, okay?
Can I get the grinder shook?
Yeah, shook. Oh, I think you didn't want to use your teeth?
I think somebody should sponsor us.
I just read the ad reads.
Oh. Okay. Was it about Shein?
I'm not Desiree. And I will say your name. Because you were such a bitch to me my whole life.
Really?
She was nothing but literally, like, fake nice to me. And then, like, when I was her friend, she'd be like, get away. Like, go away. You're annoying. And I'd be like, okay, like, yeah, I am annoying at that age. Probably a lot. Very much so. But don't be my friend then. I don't know. She was so weird. And then she dated Carly, and it was just so weird.
I'm
gonna
bring that up.
You were gonna bring that up, but you didn't.
I'm glad you did.
I had to be the one. I'm glad you did. It's crazy. I was gonna bring that up. I'm glad you did. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, sister.
I know you feel like that a lot.
Yo.
With me.
Yo.
Anyway.
That's a dating history we don't want to unpack.
Yeah, they were just crazy.
I don't know.
They were crazy, and I was here for it. I loved the drama. You know me.
Yes, ma'am. You need more than that, sugar.
I think that's fine, honestly. But, yeah, so they dated for, like, not that long, I don't think. One of her rather shorter flings. One thing about Carly is she got a girlfriend. It's crazy. It doesn't matter if that bitch... It does not matter if that bitch lives in Arizona, if that bitch lives in Kentucky, if that bitch FaceTimes her once a week, if that bitch sleeps with her every night. Oh.
What's the lore?
All right, so... Oh.
What's the lore here?
We're getting into this tea on the first episode. It's crazy.
I said the I word. I'm sorry, guys.
You did say the I word. Oh, God. Okay, so. Oh, God. There once was a girl named Blue Ivy. And, you getting yours. Like, I'm never quitting on me, you bitch.
I'm
getting
every clip I
can. I'm dead.
I'm just kidding, guys.
That was so funny. They're like, bitch, as if your mic couldn't get any further than it's been.
Well, I think we should start holding them like this.
I like that a lot. So, we're here. We're here. We're here now. And I think we have to hold the phone like this. Like,
wow, that Baja already got my belly gobbling.
Oh,
Bubbling.
I was going to go to Taco Bell for lunch. I didn't.
I know your belly would have been bubbling at work.
I didn't. I had Chipotle inside, honestly.
How do you eat that? I can't.
Girl, like this.
I can't fucking eat Chipotle.
Literally, what do you mean by that?
And
did you just have a bad experience because it happened?
No, their food just is gross. They don't have what I want. You guys don't season your shit enough.
You gotta come with
I want my shit seasoned. That's why I go to Moe's. Moe's has seasoned chicken. They got the brown rice is just seasoned well. They got black olives. You guys don't got black olives, do you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love black olives. I love black olives, and I like that.
All right. I did like that.
If you're a Moe's stan, you know what a wrong dog is. I told Bae about it today.
Oh, my God. He's not interested in the name. About her fucking
it's
wrong
now
dog.
Been called Stacks. I liked the wrong dog. I still call it the wrong dog. I'm going to be that person. If it was always named wrong dog, why did we change it?
Yeah, they went through like a rebrand, you said? The cups are different. They look is it yellow inside still?
I don't even know. I can't
you were just
tell
there
you.
Today.
I was there today. More focused on the queso than anything.
Real.
But.
That is so real.
Also, their queso just hit.
Chipotle. Their queso is so much better.
Does not make good queso. Chipotle does not know what they're doing.
Oh my God. I agree to disagree. I love Chipotle.
Boring. You got no flavors.
And not because I am contractually obligated to say that.
Not you specifically, but it's no flavor. I need to add some like kick to it, bro. I feel like Moe's got it down. They know what we want.
You think? Like Moe's
and they got
know
those
you.
Soda machines where you can get all the different types.
Okay, I do love a Coca-Cola Freestyle. And you know what? I do love a Coca-Cola Freestyle, and I'm going to be right there with you on that one. Because if I ever make it big, the first thing I'm buying is a Coca-Cola Freestyle. And if you don't know what a Coca-Cola Freestyle is, literally take a shot every time I said Coca-Cola Freestyle.
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk as fuck. I'm texting my ex.
Oh, God.
Drunk
oh, no.
as fuck.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no. I can't think of that.
Oh, girl, you won't believe this. I'm just kidding. Imagine I dropped that on the pod.
You texted your ex?
Imagine. That'd be crazy, biz.
That'd be crazy.
But,
would
no.
Would you? Gulp.
The gulp of it all. Would I ever text him or right now?
Oh, God. Both, actually.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Two-part question. I think probably. I don't know.
People grow.
No, ma'am.
That's like was born.
Oh my god. No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
We were children.
You know better, so you do better.
No better, so you do better. Real the real beat to my pussy waiter.
I don't know.
Waiter.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I definitely don't encourage it. At all. I don't think it's a good idea at all. Definitely won't be doing that. But what were we talking about?
Most.
Right. How better did we get here?
Better queso.
How did we get here, guys? Babe, can you please grab me a water? I'm gonna die.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
All right, y'all.
So, do you have something to say?
So I gotta be right back, y'all.
Oh, okay. You letting the girls know.
Okay.
You gotta let the girls know what the fuck going down. I just really needed a glass of water. You know? And by glass, I mean bottle, because I don't drink that tap shit. And I'm not bougie. I'm just respectful. To myself. You may call it bougie. I call it respectful to myself. We have two different definitions. Two different dictionaries, baby. None of you bitches know the words I know. Period. I just be talking, and you bitches don't get it. But the real ass bitches get me. You know? You know? You know what the fuck I'm talking about? Sorry about that. I don't know who that was. Anyway. So I'm just waiting for this water real bad. Because you ever watched that fucking SpongeBob episode where he's in Sandy's house and he ain't got no water? Oh, real bad. Real bad, so bad.
What? I need... Listen, I keep my water in my closet because I have a roommate and he wastes my water, so I don't want to pay for water and someone wastes it, so I keep it in my room so only I could drink it. Is that real?
That's a gatekeep girl boss.
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to see it.
Also, I take a water bottle every day for work. So I need...
Wait. They don't have water there?
Dirty water.
Tap.
Remember I told you they have that nasty water?
I was just
water?
Talking about tap.
Like pipe.
It tastes like pipe.
Even the kids do not like they it. They like pipe the water and here tastes weird. I'm like, I know. I wanted to talk about something, but I forgot.
Well, what did you want to talk about?
I forgot. The lore is, we should cut it and watch something.
You're done?
45 is pretty good.
Come on, we got to smoke this and chat it up a little bit.
Right.
We got to hit an hour marker. The sponsors pull
like,
up.
I have such like... Like, I don't know.
What's going on? What's going on? You want to cut it? We can
no,
cut
no,
it, man.
No, we can watch. We can watch. No, we can... No, we can keep going.
Hey, man, don't ever feel pressured to be on my program. If you don't want to be here, you can walk out the front door.
Yo, I'm just...
All right, speed round. I'm going to shout the rest of these topics at you.
Okay, quick. I'm just kidding.
All right. And then you
do what you
got to
do, man.
All right, wait, no, this is a good idea. I'm gonna spitball. I'm gonna say something really fast at you.
Okay.
You have to respond really fast. You gotta give me a full sentence, but it has to be fucking quick.
Okay.
Off the top of that noggin, all right?
Yep.
All right. I'm setting up my phone and sparking this blunt. And we're about to get into these topics.
Okay.
If you were watching, you know the vibes. It's about that time. It's about that time to get down with the get down. And I do have to dry it because Bae did say the other day she hates when someone passes her a blunt and it's all wet and slobbery. And I'm like, ooh, she talking about me real bad.
No, never you. I was just meant in general. Somebody in general. Like, you ever smoke a blunt?
Who is somebody?
I know. I'm just saying, like, I've had motherfuckers slob that blunt before. Put it deep in their throat. And I'm just like,
what? what kind of gutter bitches you know?
No. Chris's friend, let me tell you.
Oh, my God.
This motherfucker, when he rolls, he puts the whole wrap in his mouth, pulls it out, then rolls it in his spit, like, fully drenched, raw leaf, sucked on leaf.
Sucked on, slurped on leaf.
Like,
it's
like a
leaf.
Skittle? Like, what the fuck?
Ew.
That shit's soaked, bro.
No.
They roll pinners. Anyway. Quick, topics.
Oh.
No rush.
Quick, topics. Quick, topics. No rush.
My Wendy Williams jumped.
Hey, man, no rush.
My Wendy Williams jumped.
Wendolyn?
I have not stopped thinking about that
for 3 days. I have not stopped thinking about that for a year.
Wendolyn. I still say that.
Wendolyn, I don't know if that's her actual name, but if it's not, I feel so sorry for that woman.
Alexa, what's Wendy Williams' real name?
Wendy Williams' birth name was Wendy Joan Williams.
Her
name is just Wendy.
I made up Wendolyn, I guess.
So we were watching, as many others, the Wendy Williams program. And not the Wendy Williams program that was...
It was on Lifetime. It was Wendy Williams documentary on Lifetime.
Thank you for clarifying, because I have
I gotta find that because my mom wants to watch it, so...
Okay.
She did. I did tell my mom about it, and she was really interested.
I know y'all using my grandma's spectrum.
No, what? I was gonna ask you if you could hook my mom up.
That's a real ass bitch.
On the pod,
a real ass bitch on the pod. Yo, let me get your Spectrum login. My mama wanna watch that Wendy Williams program.
And that's fucking real.
That's a real ass bitch. Real. And I'm gonna give it to you.
And I fuck with that.
Heavy. Us trading Spectrum for Apple Music. Good trade.
My kid said today something. And it made me think of you.
What? I hate when people say this because it's always some fuck-ass
shit.
No.
It was something funny.
It'd be like, my kid said something and it made me think of you. And the kid be like, faggot bitch.
I was reading a book and he said something like...
And you're like,
oh my God, I don't know. He said it like along the lines of like, skinny on a grande or something like that. He literally said something like that. I'm not even kidding.
Skinny on a grande?
Grande. He said literally like something like that. And I was like... Side eye, like I looked such to the side. I started getting.
Was that the one with Colin Sore? Who was wearing Colin Sore?
I swear. Hey, touch on that. Actually, I texted my coworker Savannah about that, and she never answered. So what was that about? I told her that he
calling her out on the pod.
I told her about it, and she didn't say anything. I think this boy had contour on, and I'm not even playing. Maybe it was just his cheeks naturally, but. It really looked like
he had chiseled, cut. Juvenile. Me after
cheeks
a fresh
were
filler.
Pumped. I never seen it something like that.
Wow. Maybe you just got good genetics.
It was great. Good for him. If he looks that good, natural.
And if he's contouring and looking that good, more power to
him. Do you have something on your face? He just looked.
And you said?
I didn't think you did, but maybe.
You said that didn't answer my question, by the way.
Topics.
Right. Guys, Wendolyn is ready to pull the plug. She saw the 51-minute mark and she said, you have 9 minutes until my manager pulls me out of here and charges you 10%, bitch. So, next topic. I'll add.
Oh, God, skip.
All right. And any of these, you can skip because that is your God-given right.
Thank you, sugar.
Miss Draco.
We touched a little bit. Just a bitch who was like a cap at our school. A cap was kind of like a, what would you say? A guidance counselor.
A capper?
It was like a guidance
counselor. A capping ass bitch.
Yeah, that. And she was just like too in our business.
Rocking a never full, but her purse was never full. Did you ever notice that?
And did you ever notice that? We'll end that note on that one.
Miss T, Coach Rob.
Love Miss T. I'm sorry for saying so many curse words to her. I
would oh my God, say, you like, were so mean to her.
I literally would be like, fuck you. It would be you.
7 a.m.
It would be 7 a.m.
You would curse her out.
I had to tell you something off the pod later because I'm not going to say it on here. But
oh.
About Coach Rob. But
oh.
Anyway.
My toes are curling because I'm scared of what is about to happen when we cut this down.
Yeah. But Coach Rob, too political. I remember him being too political.
Oh, far too Trump.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
No. And to be speaking to kids about it, I was just like, ew.
And that Wattpad stuff. Should we unscramble that?
Oh.
There was this girl. I'll tell you guys quick. There was he runs the track team. So there was this girl on this track team. She wrote a Wattpad about him. If you don't know what Wattpad is,
basically girl, you better it's just know. Like, yeah, do your own fucking look research. It up. If you know, you know. I'm
gonna tell you, it's like writing your own like book, and it's like horny bitches. So basically,
real.
She wrote a fucking weird skit about her and him. And it was about her fucking him, and he was the track coach, and then he got nervous because everyone was talking about it at the school and thought that he was going to be really fucking her, so he was going to lose his job, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But she got kicked off the track team for this whole thing. Woo, it was an ordeal. I remember the halls were talking that day, baby. It was
the halls were chirping.
The halls were talking.
And it was us.
Mm-hmm. It was spreading just our the rumor. Group. It's not that I don't want to talk about all that. I get bad memories from that. Sometimes. Yeah,
it was very traumatizing sometimes. For that group.
Yeah, sometimes. It's just like, why were we all put together?
And we were all...
specifically.
Yeah. But kind of like Breakfast Club vibes. You ever watch that program?
Yeah, we were all such pieces like of
crazy.
Shit.
Crazy. Okay. right. Mr. Kaiser Soda.
Oh my God. Why do you know about that?
Why do you know about that? I wasn't there.
Yeah, one time.
I do know about that through Carly. That's hilarious.
No, you knew that because of me, bitch.
That Marge Simpson as blunt, if you don't pass it. Oh my God. Y'all. This if you could see the end
it's
of this
it's not
blunt,
sucking, bae.
It looks like, oh
it's
no.
Where I'm not even really smoking it.
Oh no, what's going on? What's going on? If y'all could see
it's giving Marge
the
Simpson.
Ash.
Marge Simpson.
Oh, this blunt.
Marge Simpson.
It looks like Marge Simpson's hair. And every time someone's been cheaping the blunt too long, we say that to each other because the ash gets really long and we're like, damn, Marge Simpson has blunt.
All right, here's the lore on Mr. Kaiser's soda. He had a Coca-Cola. I was 16. He left it on the front desk. I ran and took a sip out of it.
First of all, he had a Coca-Cola. I was 16. What the fuck?
He had a can of Coca-Cola. Sitting on the desk. I don't know why, but I just thought it and I did it. He had that Coke there, and I was just thirsty, maybe. And I ran, and I took a sip.
I was thirsty, baby. Like, you're unsure.
And then, one of the kids snitched on me. His name
was
Nick.
Oh, knew that was coming.
And he snitched and told Mr. Kaiser, like, right away. And Mr. Kaiser just didn't care. He just kind of shrugged his shoulders and just walked it off. He was always pretty chill. Like, one time I wrote...
He wanted you to take a sip of that drink.
Something. I wrote, like some shit in Spanish on the board. And he goes, I know what that says. And it was a bad word. It was a cuss
word. Oh, my God.
It was, like, puto or some shit. Which means bitch. And he was like, I know what that means.
You did. That is so you. And you would also write fuck 12. Do you remember
that? Every chalkboard I could get my hands on, fuck
12. Any chalkboard and chalk she could get her hands on, fuck 12 is going on that.
In sight.
And this went for whiteboards as well.
You remember when everyone would be like, Mariah was here. Paul was here. You know, like...
I never did that, not once, and I live by that.
I always did that, and I loved it. And it was always W-U-Z. It was never was, like W-A-X.
W-U-Z?
It was was.
Who's here? Who's here? My who's here? What?
That is just something you would have to know.
Oh.
Do you remember poking on Facebook? Were you into that?
No.
That was my gig back in the day.
That was your gig?
It was a gig I think that we all thankfully moved on from, but now we have TikTok, you know? We like went from poking to TikTok.
Right.
I don't think we...
We can't talk about the clock app on here.
You're not going to talk about it?
We can't.
Why? Are you going to clock us?
I can't.
What about your OnlyFans?
Oh, and you know what? On that note, I think we're going to wrap it up here.
Can we bring that up or no?
That was the quickest $600 I've ever made in my life.
On Only? You made Only money?
Recycled pictures. No, I already had my camera roll.
Wow, you never told me this.
I never told you that?
No.
This was like 2016, and then my boyfriend called me a slut.
No, not 2016.
No, it was 2020.
Yeah, don't say 2016. You're lying.
I'm lying. Oh, my God. I'm lying. I was not doing it.
He just was feels not.
Like, it feels like it was so long ago. Oh, my God.
4 years ago, baby.
Yeah, so it was really fun. Yeah. So... Literally, I asked my boyfriend if I could have it, and he said, yeah. And then he said, you're a slut and a whore, and why would you do that? And I said, didn't we literally say this was okay? So...
I don't think the pod got any of that, but...
Oh, okay.
Hey, pod, did you guys get any of that? Just me checking in.
And that's just me checking in, gang.
Wow, we've been going for an hour.
And I was just about to say.
And we gotta put our outro on.
We have to put on the outro. What is our outro? We gotta...
Oh. You know.
I don't.
You know the vibe.
And you know what? I don't. She's running to the Fire TV stick to find an outro so quickly.
Quick before we hit an hour.
The ad. It's just an ad. It's just a YouTube ad.
Thank you guys for tuning into our pod. This is
the first time.
Ever. This will be, I'm sure, not the last.
Never. I'll definitely be recording a lot of episodes.
All right, y'all. It was really good seeing y'all.
This is not real.
And all this right. Is the outro.
Cut it. Hi, bitches. Love you. Follow Paris Tvec. Mwah.